Track 4. Neil Haverson used to be the editor of the late and lamented Let's Talk magazine, but Neil is still very much with us. He will be allowed the last word on many, perhaps all, editions of Just Talk. But here he is now with some memories of how he nearly deserted Norfolk.
I almost left Norfolk once. Well, put it this way, I applied for a job in Kent. Why Kent? It was the 60s. I was working on a local newspaper in King's Lynn, carefree and single, and the time seemed ripe for a move. The office had a cricket team, and we decided it would be a good wheeze to go on tour. You know how it is. Stumps are drawn and you're in the pub analysing the game. After a couple of beers, that straightforward catch has morphed into a full-length dive, scooping up the ball within a hair's breadth of the turf. On one particular occasion, someone suggested a tour. As the ale flowed, so enthusiasm for a cricketing days away grew. Most ideas like this don't survive the duration of the hangover, but someone must have been on orange juice because in a very short time, a long weekend of games in Kent had been arranged. I have to admit, I was easily seduced by the Garden of England. Attractive cricket grounds, fabulous countryside, and of course, the county's famous for its hops, so rather a good drop of local ale. Then I spotted this job on a local paper in Kent. With the memories of this lovely county still fresh, I whacked off an application. I got an interview. But then doubts started to creep in. Sadly, some of the village cricket clubs I was playing against at the time have since folded, but they had some of the loveliest grounds. You would have had to go a long way to find more delightful settings than the likes of Anmer and Hillington in West Norfolk. And talking of Hillington, win or lose, we look forward to a pint or two of a particular ale in the villagers' Folks' Arms pub, almost as much as the game. Well, I was born and bred in Norfolk and my roots go deep. And let's face it, they may have a smashing cathedral in Canterbury, but we've got a cracker in Norwich. Margate? Who needs to go there when we have resorts such as Cromer and Great Yarmouth? And as for that spurious accusation that Norfolk is flat, well, it's not the Highlands, but punctuating our lovely landscape, we do have our fair share of rolling undulations. Let those scornful sceptics try cycling up Norwich's Gas Hill in a headwind or striding up Beeston Bump. So, finally, I decided I had everything right here. Why dig up those roots and transplant them 150 miles south? And we're out on the bump. We're not a through road. If you come to Norfolk, it's for a purpose, so the ravages of progress haven't completely extended their tentacles into our society. I scrubbed round the job interview and immediately felt at peace with life. I did eventually move all of 45 miles up the A47 to Norwich, where I have been ever since, with no regrets. Mind you, there have been a couple of factors that have made sure the soil has remained firm around those roots. A wife and two children, for starters. The grass is always greener, they say, but I know I made the right decision. Here are just a few of my favourite things about Norfolk. The wide expanse of Holcombe Beach, the magnificent Norwich Cathedral, second tallest spire in the country, the buzz of Swaffham Saturday Market, walking in the peace and quiet of Thetford Forest, freshly caught Cromer crabs. We still have many delightful country pubs. There's historic Oxford Hall, a Norfolk gem of the National Trust. The Norfolk dialect. Foreigners try to speak it, but it ends up as mummerset. Hunstanton, where the coastline faces the west, so you get the most wonderful sunset. Oh, and a certain Norfolk lass that became Mrs. Haverson. What are your favourite places in Norfolk? Do let us have your suggestions. The phone number is given out at the end.
Thank you, Neil. We are fortunate that you returned to Norfolk.